Hi, my name is Dan Fernandez. I'm a program manager on the Azure Tools team. And in this video, we're going to show how you can use the Docker command line and actually deploy and build containers using MS Build and PowerShell. So let's just jump right in. I'll switch over to my virtual machine. And in our last demo, we had a Hello World application that we just did a file new project and deployed to Docker. So in this video, we want to do three things. First, we want to actually show you how you can use the Docker command line that ships in the Visual Studio tools for Docker so you don't have to manually install it. Next, we're going to show how you can do this deployment that we did in Visual Studio outside of Visual Studio from the command line as well. And lastly, we're going to push and pull to the Docker Hub and how you can do that. So let's get started. Let's jump in and start a command line, and I'll just close this and start a regular command line. Now, this is a developer command prompt, so all I've done here is open up the developer command prompt. Nothing magical. I did change the font size to make it a little nicer. I like green and a bigger font. So to do a Docker command, the first one I would say the hello world is Docker info. So you just type Docker. Let's just type Docker first, and we see all the different Docker commands in the help file. So if I type Docker info, you'll see, geez, I need to tell it what address to connect to. So, and it asks, hey, are you trying to connect to a transport layer enabled daemon without TLS? So let's go back, and what we'll see is if we go back to our publish, I'm just going to copy paste. And because we're doing this multiple times, this URL that we have here is what we're going to set as our Docker host for the command line, so I don't have to keep typing it every time. To do that, I just set an environment variable. I say set Docker underscore host. Let's see if I can move this down. Equals, and I'm just going to paste. Okay, now when I do Docker, and I do need to do TLS info, I should get some information back. Awesome, I see containers, I see data, great. So my quote, hello world, is working. So to see the list of running containers, I'm going to be doing Docker TLS for every command. And then what command do I want to do? I'll do PS, which is kind of like listing processes, but of course now it's listing containers. So I have that hello world app that I started 21 minutes ago. I can do things like look at the logs for it, and let's see if I can full screen this and get maybe a bitter, slightly better. So the name is H-I-G-H Darwin. So if we wanted to do logs, we'd say the name of it is H-I-G-H Darwin. And I see that the Kestrel process has started. There's no logs there, but you can imagine maybe there's some errors or exceptions that would be written to, so I could see that information as well. So within here, I can, of course, stop a container as well. I just give it the name that I want to stop using the stop command. And these names are created dynamically, so there's always some funny ones. I've seen Heisenberg, Darwin, and et cetera. These are great. So I'm going to stop that, because what we're going to do is actually go ahead and build a new one. And I'll give this a second. So now that we've set up our Docker command prompt, let's actually switch back to our Visual Studio project and show where all this stuff actually lives. It's under properties, under publish profiles, just like a web deploy profile would be. We have our Docker file, which we'll talk about in our next video. Now under our publish profiles, we'll see, like other profiles, say web deploy, the settings including a publish XML file, a PowerShell file, a shell bash script that we can use, and of course our Docker file that we'll talk about a little later. Let's go ahead and just double click to open the pub XML file. And we'll change a couple of things here. In particular, we want to change the Docker image name, and we want to set it to something that we can actually deploy to the Docker Hub. So I'll just use my GitHub ID, and we'll call it Hello World Web. Now we have a couple other settings that may interest you. Docker build only, which I'm going to set to true. And that way, instead of both building and creating an instance of a container, what we're only doing is doing the build. So if you just want build and creation of containers, you can do that. And if you don't like our remove conflicting containers, where it would actually remove a running container, you can of course turn that to false and it won't do this. And then it's kind of your responsibility to figure out how you want to remove containers and add containers back in. So let's just click save. And what we're going to do is jump back to the console. And I've done a quick CLS here to clear it. And we are going to use msbuild. So msbuild is going to accept a couple of parameters. Hello world web.xproj, which is the project name. Deploy on build, we set to true. That's easy enough. And then the file path to the publish settings file. So this is the long published settings file, the pub settings XML file that we just saw was named that. That's what we're just setting to. So what I can do is from here, just copy paste this directly into our window. And you'll see that I have, if I just do a quick dir, I've changed to that xproj folder. So that xproj path is correct. I click paste. And now this will go through the full process of both compiling our code, getting all our NuGet references, building an image, and so on. So I'll come back once this is done writing to the command line. So what we see here is everything happened, everything built. But we do see this Kestrel warning. And basically, all that is telling us is if we go to our project.json file, it can't find an exact match for our Kestrel dependency. And Kestrel is something that, again, is our web server for ASP.NET on Windows or Linux. But it can't find that version. You can, of course, always do star to get the last version or pick a specific version. We do add this to you if you're trying to publish to Docker. You can, of course, swap this out. And we only add it if you use our default Docker file, and that's because the Docker file requires Kestrel. Okay, so let's switch back here. And I actually have a web page open, and what I want to do is just show you this. I'm logged in to hub.docker.com. I've clicked the add repository. It gives me a namespace and then the name. Test ASP.NET, nothing. Whether it's public or private, I'll go ahead and click Add Repository. All right, so here we can see we have our empty repository. I'll go ahead and click No. And what I want to actually do is just go ahead and, from the command line, push to that repository. So we did our full publish. And we built the image, and you'll see here, publish completed successfully. Container was not started because we set that Docker build only flag. We do see a warning here, and this may just be a temporary thing, but just in case you run into this, this is because we put beta 4, and there's no exact beta 4. If we do a beta 4 start, it'll grab the latest one, or we can pick this one. That way, we'll do away with those warnings. So what we're going to do is switch back to our command line, and I'm going to hit CLS to just clear a screen. Now what I'm going to do is switch over to IE, and I've built a repository. And what you can do, of course, within Docker is build a repository where you can push your images. I built one called Hello World Web. Let's switch back and do a Docker TLS. And what we're going to do is first log into Docker. And I'm going to give it my name and my beautiful password. OK, so I'm now logged in. And what I'm going to do is do a push. And what I want to push, why don't we do a quick images? And we see what I'm going to do is push that Hello World web. And because it knows it's me, I'll go ahead and do a Docker TLS push the Dan Fernandez, which is my account. And then I'm pushing it directly there, and I'll go ahead and do that. This is push refers to a repository. So with any luck, what this is going to actually do is push our image to the Docker repository. And the reason we want to do this is so somebody else can take it, say, on a different virtual machine, pull it down, and start running with it. Okay, so we did our Docker push to our repository, and we see all this wonderful stuff telling us it's now up there. And now what we can do is go to some other machine, and somebody can pull an image down. Now remember, you can pull all sorts of images from the Docker Hub. So if we just do a browse repos, you can see all the instructions for, say, Redis, Ubuntu, whatever. And you know, we can just pull that down, and we can do this directly from here, pull or create. So when we actually do a Docker run for an image that doesn't exist, it'll pull it down. Or you can do it manually. Let's do run it detached, and the image name is going to be Redis, that same one that we saw before. It's going to go, and because I've already hit this and pulled it down, we didn't have to pay for that cost to do it, and we see that we now have Redis running, and it was that easy. If we wanted to do the same thing for another image, we could as well. And of course, we can start our other image, our web one, which does require that hyphen T for now until the Kestrel bug is fixed. We do hyphen P 8080, and then we called it the Dan Fernandez slash, I always want to do the wrong slash, hello world web. So there's our website, and now let's switch to our browser. We'll go here, and I think we called it Hello World Web app here. Great. So this is that application actually running that we just did from the command line by using Docker run, running it detached, setting a specific port, and using that image. Now the last thing we want to show is how, if you don't want to use MS Build and you just want to do a deploy, what we can do is switch to the working directory where we have the publish profiles to run the PowerShell file that's in here. To make this really easy, what I'm just going to do is copy paste this PowerShell, and takes a couple parameters. This is the name of the PowerShell file to run. The output is what our normal publishing process is, and you do have to do a build before, obviously, and then specify the pub.xml file with all of our settings. And I'm just going to go ahead and run that. And what it's going to do is go ahead and send all of our build context and do the wonderful stuff and actually go ahead and just do that container steps. We do see that it's not actually, it's doing the build only flag. So if we set it to false, this would actually spin up a browser and everything. The key point here is with all of this, you can use either MS Build or PowerShell to do everything from the command line. So in this video, we showed how you can use the Docker command line that ships in our Visual Studio tools for Docker. We showed how you can use MS Build to easily build and deploy your application. We showed how you can publish your images directly to the Docker Hub. And we actually showed how you can use the PowerShell file to rerun that process again.